안녕. You are listening to The Legit Korean. I'm your host and your Korean tutor, Ari Lee. This is where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. It's April 24th. It's Tuesday. Let's get started. It's time for On Korea. I talk about anything that is about my country and you learn some trivia on South Korea. Today, I want to talk about McDonald's in South Korea. The thing is, McDonald's is dying right now. It has entered into South Korea late 1980s and it had been very popular until early 2010s. From teenagers to parents, a lot of people gather to grab something to eat and have a talk in McDonald's. And every time McDonald's brings out toys with hamburgers, children lined up and they were all sold out. But now it has completely changed. McDonald's is closing many branches in South Korea and it laid off staffs and employees. It's being rapidly replaced by Korean fast food chain called Mom's Touch. Mom's Touch is specialized in chicken patty hamburgers and seasoned French fries. The funny thing is, its signature menu is called Sai Burger. That's right, the same name for that Gangnam style guy. I tried Sai Burger multiple times and I can tell you that it's not bad if you love chicken. It's time to learn some legit Korean. And today, let me tell you how to say I'm screwed up, or I'm doomed, or even I'm fucked up. In Korean, you can say all these in one sentence. It's 망했어. I'm gonna repeat it three times. Listen carefully. 망했어. 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 So it's the sentence you can say when you did something but it went totally wrong or when you made a terrible mistake. And it can also apply to a thing, not a person, like a company. So if you put company in front of 망했어, it means it went out of business. So earlier I talked about McDonald's is dying in South Korea. And if you want to say McDonald's went out of business, just say 맥도날드 망했어. We call McDonald's as 맥도날드. Now I'm going to break it into syllables so that you can repeat after me. Two times. 망 했 써 망 했 써 Now slowly, three times. 망 했어 망했어. 망했어. And a lot of young Koreans use acronym of 망했어 on the internet. So instead of full sentence like 망했어, a lot of teenagers or 20-somethings or 30-somethings use the word 망. So whenever you see the word, single word called 망, just know that it means 망했어. Now faster, three times. 망했어. 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 Every time I upload the episode, I see that my audience is growing, and I'm really grateful for that. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Don't forget the homework. You say 망했어 to anyone you meet today for 30 times, because practice makes perfect. And if you have any questions, or if you just want to say hello to me, contact me on Anchor, Twitter, and Instagram. On Anchor, you can send me a voice message, and on Twitter and Instagram, my account is TheLegitK, T-H-E Legit K. I'm dying to hear from you. See you tomorrow. Bye. 안녕.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.